Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Locke. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bobby Locke. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Held goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Martin scores. Locke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke scores. Power moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Jack Harshman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald moves to second. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Locke reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locke scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Murray Wall now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Locke covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fitzgerald for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Murray Wall. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus pinch hits for Don Button. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. White steals second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Jim Perry now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing shortstop. Herb Plus now playing second base. Leo Keeley now pitching. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 4 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus misplays the ball. That's an error on Plus. Held moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Plus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall now playing center field. Tito Francona now playing left field. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Martin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknally's now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Keogh scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Gary Bell now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Jensen scores. It's 8-7, Indians. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Sammy White. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.